Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. We'd like to welcome you to the Monstrous Show. Tonight, on this one, we're gonna pay homage to hip hop by E-Monster.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Real hip hop, vintage 86.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. I rock the mic, y'all, and I won't stop.
To the beat, y'all, and we don't quit. This is real. Hip-hop, hip-hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. I rock the mic, y'all, and I won't stop.
To the beat, y'all, and we don't quit. It's real. Hip-hop, hip-hop.
1-2-1-2, up in the place to be. I be that man rocking fresh on that M-I-C. I say A-F-R-U-K, German A.
This is real. Hip-hop, hip-hop.
1-2-1-2, up in the place to be. I be that man rocking fresh on that M-I-C. I say P-R-U-S-P-U-S-A.
This is real. Hip-hop, hip-hop. It was la-di-da-di. We liked the party. We didn't cause trouble and we didn't bother nobody. We was just the men that was on the mic. And when we rocked up on the mic, we rocked the mic, right? And for all of y'all to keep y'all in health, just to see you smile, so you enjoy yourself. So we kicked a little something with some cozy type rhythm. And I always gave some hood skits, that's all I could give them. And these girls and girls, they love me. Because of the overweight love, I heavy D. Light skin is fat. Yeah, I thought I'd bring that old school back. Yeah, what you think these young cats know about that? Cause that's real. Hip hop, hip hop. I'ma give it to the assembly whether they like it or not. That's real. Hip hop, hip hop. I'ma give it to them, homie, whether they like it or not.
1-2-1-2, up in the place to be. I be that man rocking fresh on that M-I-C. I say A-F-R-U-K, German A.
This is real. Hip hop, hip hop.
1-2-1-2, up in the place to be. I be that man rocking fresh on that M-I-C. I say P-R-U-S-P-U-S-A.
This is real. Hip hop, hip hop.
I'm starting off with banging on the school desk. A rocking bigger boarding boxes with the tape player cassettes. A rolling to the city, singing graffiti, writing on the train, creative writing. Thinking what's the way we're using our brain. For the metaphors and what's the lyrically dopeness. Revolutionary fighting way we was coping. Smoking on the potent leaf, but that ahead of funny aroma. Copping 25 cents of water ice around the corner. Hip hopper was expressing our feelings. Staring through my posture window, seeing all the kickpins. Kids being kids, a while the girls playing. Double Dutch, basketball, the tournaments are what we all love to watch. House party, jump around the local rappers spitting. One of my favorite songs, ain't no half stepping. Question why they did a happy die when Biggie Pac left. I'll be going to November like a wide crush.
1-2-1-2, up in the place to be. I be that man rocking fresh on that M-I-C. I say A-F-R-U-K, German A. 1-2-1-2, up in the place to be. I be that man rocking fresh on that M-I-C. I say P-R-U-S-P-U-S-A.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. We was at Soundset yesterday, so I'm going to talk about that coming up here in just a little bit, what it was like. But I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving on a Monstrous Monday. I'm a little tired, man. I had a hectic weekend. Tell y'all about that, and it's going to be another hectic week. A lot of things going on. Exposure TV, Ears to the Streets, Trivia Entertainment, King Entertainment, King's Corner. We're going to get it all together. I'm a little tired, but we're going to knock it out. So check it out. This right here is my artist. He goes by the name of Sinner.
Hit me up, y'all. He's booking everywhere for the summer. I'm getting him here out in the Twin Cities. You dig? So check it out. Sexercise on a Monstrous Monday.
Girl, oh, wait. Sexercise, getting all day.
Tell me by the lobby, girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching her every move,
yeah.
And now I got something to prove,
yeah.
My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back, I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started, trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees. Lord, help me please. Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs,
okay.
And I'm aiming to please. My name is Sinner, I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby,
nope.
I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more, I bet you never had it like this before.
Girl,
go.
Calisthenics,
endurance training,
uh-huh.
I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein, you can lean on it, baby, that's codeine. I said a couple of reps, she all out of breath. I told her sit down, she catching her breath. I'm catching my breath, wiping the sweat.
Stop,
in the mission. Been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this pimp shit, I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work in it like real quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat. Sexercise,
yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs, I'll spot you, baby,
yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour.
Girl,
baby,
just fantasize, get naughty. I'm a sexercise.
New music, DJ Khaled.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now.
The
truth and money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. Chanel. She liked the price, she see the ice and make her coochie melt. When I met her in the club, I asked her who she felt. Then she went and put that booty on that Gucci belt. We don't got no label, she say she want bottles. She ain't got no table, she don't got no bed frame. She don't got no tables, we just watching Netflix. She ain't got no cable, okay though. Plug, 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 I'm the plug for her. She want a nigga that pull her hair and hold the door for her. That's only me, but you don't care with me. Baby, okay, okay.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah.
Looking for the one, what bitch you looking at the one? I'm the best yet, and yet my best is yet to come. Cause I've been looking for somebody, not just any fucking body. Don't make me catch a body, that's for any and everybody. Oh my god, she hit me up all day, get no response. Bitch, you blow my heart, that's like turning gold to bronze. Roll my eyes, and when she on the molly, she a zombie. She think we clouding Bonnie, but it's more like Whitney Bobby. God forgive me, don't you ever mess, and I'm a legend. Straight up out the crescent, fly your bait down for the essence. For the
truth and money never lie, no. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah.
Another one.
Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah,
I'm the one.
Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. You know, we be everywhere. We were at Soundset yesterday, and I really, really, really enjoyed the whole festivities. A lot of hot performances. I even seen some stuff on social media about the performances. A lot of great vendors that were out there. The food was good. The music, all the stages were bumping. At times, you had to run from one to the next one, but hey, it was all well worth it. I'm not even going to tell y'all about it. I'm going to tell y'all some more coming up. And I've seen some stuff talking about Lauryn Hill's performance. Oh, we're going to tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. This is JV from Minnesota. It's called Getting Faded. Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday, where the underground artists are above ground, making quakes, and the upcomers are all up in your face.
Give us some light. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm on. I'm trying to get faded, man. Get faded. What you doing?
I'm getting faded. I got paid this week. You can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. One time for the ladies with the heels on, and a big tush for a real nigga to feel on. Popping in the party, we turned up until the pills gone. Girl, I salute you. I'm feeling Navy SEAL strong. I'm not here to judge at all. Let me slap that silicone. You came in this party all alone with that dress on.
Your style is unique and I'm digging them feet. I got Patron, silver and gold, which kind do you drink? If you puke in the sink, make sure you turn on the faucet. I tell my niggas I lost it. When I start to feel nauseous, I just spark up the reefer and then my lungs get the coughing. I no longer feel nauseous, then we took my mind off it. Buy another round and I don't give a fuck what the cost is, cause we having a good time, not drinking no moonshine. Don't get out of line and everything will be fine, bitch. Don't kill my vibe, it's no surprise that I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded, I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded, I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded, I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded, I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded, I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded, I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded, I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. Woo! Two times for the ladies with their own dough. Ain't asking a nigga for shit, she got her own dough. Can you drop it down to a split? Why you want a dick though? Ain't fucking with general admission, cause I hate waiting. I got paid this week, so I'm trying to get intoxicated. Doing mouth to mouth with somebody's main lady. 100 proof, baby girl, please don't chase it. Strippers are my favorite, the sexy ass waitress. Can't remember last night, but I bet it was amazing. Never had an Asian girl, I'm trying to see what that be like. Got the drinks, dynamite, don't forget the cubes of ice. Man, roll that motherfucker and grow up, it's only right. Niggas ain't trying to fight, I'm taking something down tonight. We run the city, I just hope you in the town tonight. You done fucked up and let your baby mama out tonight. I got her at the bar buying every fucking drink she like. I'm getting faded, I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded, I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded, I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded, I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded, I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded, I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded, I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded, I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's Jay Z. You in? Hey, it's called Faded. I'm going to try to get him to come out one night for one of our showcases, Monsters Radio Live, also with DJ Dimension, a couple other squads. I believe they're going to be checking in here in just a little bit. So, all right, y'all stick with us. I'm a little tired because, hey, I'm with that sound set. I DJed at Hot Rods on Saturday. I helped DJ the after party. I didn't get in until the sun came up. The birds was chasing me down the street. You dig? So, hey, I'm going to tell you about what it all went down. I got another track to play. Even got somebody here press one already. So, all right, check it out. There's an event coming up. I got one coming up. I got a couple of them coming up. Okay, we got June 10th. That's the Rep My City Day. We got, July 4th. That's what Southside Fancy and what she got going on. It's going to be at the whole, we got a whole block thing going on. I'm telling you, it's running. I'd have her come in and tell y'all about it a little bit. And we also got July 8th, which is put on by Shaky Bones Food Truck. And they got hella performances. It's during the day. And here's an artist that's coming back in the town to perform. This dude right here, I'm just saying alone, $39.99 a ticket. And he's going to be at the park for free. Check it out. This is Jay Bree, Monsters Radio on a Monsters Monday. I'm going to open the line right after this. I hope y'all ready.
It's Jay Bree, baby. Yeah. Been down this road before. Ain't trying to hear that.
Where you been and where you at? Cause you ain't called back. I'm out here working, baby, so you can fall back. You've been tripping, thinking I'm slipping. We know what that money do, do. These women, they so full. That's why I rock with you, you. Don't you play with me, babe. I don't see nobody. Girl, I just want your body. No, I don't need nobody. I'm so in love with you and loyal to. But you don't see it. I wish I was single.
Wish I was, wish I was.
I'm tired of the games that you play. I wish I was single.
Wish I was, wish I was.
I'm so in love with you and loyal to. But you don't see it. I wish I was single.
Wish I was, wish I was.
I wish I was.
Wish I was, wish I was.
I wish I was single.
Wish I was, wish I was.
I'm so in love with you and loyal to. But you don't see it. I wish I was
in the club,
in the club.
Throwing dubs.
All these women,
all these women
showing love. Cause they know my baby's at home. But they don't know that I know what they want. We know what that money do, do. These women, they so full. That's why I rock with you, you. Don't you play with me, babe. I don't see
nobody,
nobody.
Girl, I just want
your body,
your body.
No, I don't need with you and loyal to, but you don't see it. I wish I was single.
Oh, babe,
I'm tired of the games that you play.
I
wish I was single.
I'm
so in love with you and loyal to, but you don't see it. I wish I was single.
Look, I'm over here grooving. I need to get back to my boards. I'm over here grooving. Remember, y'all, that's Jay Breeze coming into town to the Twin Cities. That's going to be July 8th. That's right, July 8th. So, all right, I'm going to get the information. I'm trying to get some interviews with these guys. But, all right, we got somebody over here on the Monsters Monday before I go over here and talk some more about some sound set stuff that went down. Let me go over here and see who I got on the line. He's from the Twin Cities. Oh, Lord, y'all, I hope they like me. 612-601, who we got on the line? Hello?
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah. In the
what's
building.
Good, King?
Tired as hell, too. It's a Memorial Day. I'm tired as hell, too.
Oh.
Yeah. I was searching with people with flashlights and sound set last night. They didn't show up to the after party and shit, you know. I'm all outside in the sound set, after set, looking for people with flashlights and stuff. You know, somebody showed up, they called me, but I was gone already, you know. But, you know, hey, you got to move around sometime. And they got mad. You know, they was real mad. Yeah, I ain't going to even lie. They was really, really mad at me. But I'm pretty sure they get over it in a minute.
Right, right. Oh, wow. Okay. I was about to get a flashlight. I'm saying, what you mean, like George Clinton? Was it the funky thing? You're there. But okay.
Yeah, you know, so it was other parties going on. I didn't get, you know, I wish I'd know where those are at, but, you know, we were out there in the street over by the WB. You know, the WB is, not the WB, but CW. Yeah, that is the CW. We was at the CW building right there on, down from the State Fair. And we was doing a little after party there, you know, got some great connections and, you know, hopefully we can discuss about moving the radio over to the CW building maybe, because, I mean, there's definitely opportunity there for us to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We definitely going to have a sit down about that. You know, well, hold on, bro. Now that you don't call in, a whole gang of people don't call in. What the hell going on? They finna make it Monsters Monday for real. Let's go over here and see who else we got over here on the line. I think we got some Monstars in the building. 612-458. Who we got on the line? Hello?
Oh, hey.
He's the one and only Miss Unbelievable in the house.
What's good, Miss Unbelievable?
What's good? Hey, hey.
Hello, Miss Unbelievable.
It's all about Memorial Day and family, friends, food, and fun.
Right. I don't think she heard you, King. King,
hey.
King said,
what's up?
Hi, Miss Unbelievable. I'm not so sparky right now, but, you know, I get you. Family and friends.
Well, she say like that.
Well, all right, well, check it out. I know we got another person. Let's see what they on. You heard that bing in your ear. Who we got on the line? Hello?
What the fuck is going on?
Hey, Q.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
So, all right. So did you, how was your weekend?
Eventful. How was yours?
Ooh. Now, you sound like you got stories behind that one. Mine was very entertaining. I'm not going to lie. Mine was very, very entertaining. I swore I was like 16, 17 again. Maybe 3-4 times. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, I lived it up
silly.
This weekend. Yeah. Yeah, I lived it up just a little bit. Just a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. Allow me to say hello to Mr. King over there. I forgot our last conversation.
Yes.
Good to yeah, hi.
How are you?
I've been better, but thanks for asking. How about yourself?
I'm trying to get better at the particular moment,
okay.
But, you know.
When you say trying to get better, what may be wrong with you, if I can ascertain that much?
Oh, well, I'm still in the bed. I don't know about y'all, but, you know.
What kind of shit is that? You know what? Let me take my professional voice off. What the fuck? Like, real, for real? Like, whoa. I really thought that I was going to be able to be nice to do, talking about somebody still in the damn bed, talking about somebody trying to get better. What the heck?
Hey, look, you know what? If you had the weekend that I did, you'd still be.
If you're on speakerphone, you're
right,
speaker
get out the bathroom.
If you had the weekend I had, you would still be in the bed, too.
Really?
I'm just saying, hashtag bed.
Okay.
Bed is good right now.
Okay. Miss Unbelievable, honey.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
How have you been since our last conversation?
I have been restful. Yes.
Good.
And
okay.
chilling
okay.
and having fun of my own. Yes.
Okay.
One on the
vacation. Monster done divorced me.
What?
Yes, he divorced me, girl.
How you doing?
Wait, which monster are we talking about? Which monster are we talking about?
Pause, baby. I need to hear this. Pause. How he divorced you?
Because he used to be my psychiatrist. He used to be my therapist. And it took him 12 years to respond to me. What I tell him. So... he divorced me, but he just don't know that the papers is coming back as return to sender because I don't fucking live here no more.
Dude, that's that bullshit.
Unpause.
Hi, y'all.
What's up?
So, man, I've been going through it, E.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
I can hear it in your
voice. It's tough right now. Mhm. I'm glad somebody can. Girl, see, I told you I'm going through it. I need to get your number real talk. Don't be laughing. Oh, my God. So she's laughing already, bro. That's not cool. Really? And then you're going to? Really? All three of y'all?
She caught it. I inboxed
her. Okay.
All I'm saying is,
Kim,
who in the hell is E. Kosher?
That's. Mr.
Don't
Believe.
Worry about
that's
it.
Me. She's saying my government name on the air,
okay.
But that's okay. But
I'm going to right now. Shit. Thank you. Even though I don't have that messenger shit on my phone, I mean, yeah, on my phone, I got it on my tablet. motherfuckers.
Okay. Okay, look. Let me go ahead and do my little sound set piece before Kim gets started and give two or three of us some stitches. It is what it is. Just let me get through this part, and then y'all can fight amongst each other. I don't give a damn. Just don't kill on me. You dig? Damn. That sound. Over this weekend, you dig? King thing, we rushed out. We DJed at, you know, we always there every Thursday night. Make sure you guys come out to Hot Rod every Thursday night. We got an open mic and a showcase going on. Southside Fancy is going to be there this week with, what is it, Ear to the Streets. Also Wednesday night, make sure you guys come out as well because she's doing interviews with artists. It's the last time it's going to be free. So if you're trying to get on some TV and some other exposure, I'll even throw in some exposure for Monstrous Radio. You got to come out Wednesday night. You dig? So, but we DJ Saturday night. We got it in, bruh. We had a little technical difficulties, but hey, we pulled that shit together. You dig? Like two strong brothers with a tight fit. Huh? With some black coats on. Leather hat pulled down.
Yes, the hell we did.
Fucking stupid,
we pulled that shit together. So, anyways, we left from there. We went to the after party. After party had some great food. It went down. I'm just saying. I left. It was still going on. When I left, the after party was still going on. So, I go to the sound set. Now I'm keeping 100. I didn't know what to expect. I was very impressed. The sound stages, everything, sound man was on point everywhere. Man, well, the big stage with E40, TI, and all them, they had some problems and everything, but they put it together for the other part of the set. But I don't know if y'all know who Big Baby Drum is. She sing that song, what they be on, because I ain't about all that bullshit. Yeah, don't quote me. Y'all go look up the song. He got it in. Now, him for real, now, y'all have to wait for me to explain, but he a weirdo. Let me explain. But he a weirdo. Yeah, he a weirdo. Now, this is what I mean. In the music business, to me, weirdos are stars. Those are the ones that do that crazy shit. You be like, he's in his own little world. He's doing all kinds of stuff that, you know, most people wouldn't do. You dig? And it's very entertaining. He had this funny look on his face, like, oh, most of the time, you dig? And I love how he kept throughout the show talking about, if you got love for your mama, say whatever it was he was saying. Everybody went in, a couple people booed their mama. Y'all focus for that shit. And I hope she busts you in your forehead when she see you. You dig? But on the other hand, it was a great thing. I mean, there was no fight. I didn't see the security have to rush nobody off. It wasn't like no pow, 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 and the crowds were running nowhere. It was a great event. I know King was there. I let him tell you about it. And I'm going to tell you about how I felt about the Lauryn Hill performance. I've seen all the stuff on social media, but I'll tell you how I felt about it. But I want to hear about King was there. So did you enjoy the event, Brian? And who all did you see while you was out there?
Well, you know, me personally, I never stepped foot across the gate. I'm just saying that I was actually part of an after party that people was told about, and I never saw nobody coming. I was searching for them with flashlights and stuff, you know. I sent text messages and things to people, and these people failed to actually inform me that their asses weren't going to actually be there, and I felt some type of way.
But they told you to be there?
I'm just... No, they didn't tell me to be there. I had already was there, you know. I just was texting some people and letting them know that they were there. We were here. I was there. And they should come on through there. Mm. And they didn't. So I was just there. Mm. And then when somebody did come there, I was gone.
Well, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn.
But, no, I didn't set a foot in the pace that the people actually were congregating.
So you was parking lot camping?
No, I didn't even do that, you know. So, you know, that I was at the CW. I was at the CW building. You know, that's the TV station that's down the street from the sound set.
Yeah.
That's where I was actually at, you know. So it wasn't too much of a parking. There we go, yeah. That network of people.
Y'all some ignorant motherfuckers on this. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Let me go on back to shut up.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
It's quite all right.
What's going to happen live radio? Ain't no telling what's going to happen.
Because we're live in this motherfucker. Okay, y'all.
You know.
Monster.
No, we ain't done with our sound set before you start your drama. We not done yet.
I just had to say I was sorry to y'all. Dang.
Sorry for what?
Stuff.
I
finish your sound set.
Okay.
Yeah, you are
awkward.
Recording.
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, you are.
Stop interrupting me, damn it. See, now I lost where I was at. Anyway, it was a nice talk show.
You're talking about the sound set.
And Lauryn Hill. I'm back there. Oh, okay. Ooh, she's going to make me bustle, y'all. Just, ooh.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah. Lauryn Hill. I've seen on social media. Has anybody else seen on social media about what her performance was?
Yes, I did. No, I did not.
I mean, keep it 100. What did you see that people said about her performance?
Some people were saying it just didn't, the musicality wasn't good. Her voice wasn't as strong as it used. Her voice wasn't as strong as it was. I saw another person that said she was great. She rocked the show. She rocked the stage. The music was good. She's still the girl from around the way. Another one was like, she could have did some better vocals or better songs. So it was a mixture of people. Okay. Opinions mm-hmm. about Lauryn.
Right, right. Okay. Anybody else here?
I'm sorry,
anybody?
Well, I have a slight concern or a discrepancy that I need to clear up in my mind, because what I was told, SoundSec sucked, and not a lot of performers actually showed the fuck up. What's up with that? Is that true or untrue?
Some people didn't show. Mac Miller didn't show. A lot of people was upset about that. I don't know about a lot of the other people, I don't know about all the other people, but yeah, from what I've seen of it and from the footage, if you see my footage of the crowd, there was no problem about people enjoying themselves. For real, for real. They even had me jumping and dancing in the crowd. I don't do that.
What?
Hell no. Not going to a event by myself. What if I accidentally do something funny and somebody laughs at me?
Break
and I get the pain and they jump me. No.
What if you break something?
See, there you go. There you go.
You know you were scared the next day, Monster. Quit playing. You know you needed an Epsom salt and green alcohol bath. Talking about some, you was jumping around. I love you.
Stop.
On your birthday.
Stop.
On your birthday, I'm gonna make you a Superman cake.
Okay, so.
Well, I'm glad that the people had a great and wonderful time at the sound set. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna jump in there and rescue you right now, because I mean the people of sound set was awesome. You know, they actually were coming out of their little venue and they were waving at people and stuff. You know, they seemed very happy about the content that took place yesterday. But none of them people actually mm-hmm. showed up to the after set, because it actually rained afterwards, and that was actually bad for an outdoor after set.
Okay, so where exactly was, like, the concert at? Because I promise to you, I haven't been on, like, the internet all like that. So where was the concert at? I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Seriously. At the State Fair. Okay, see, I did not hear all that. King, I just called in. I've been taking care of stuff. I've been, like, on the go. I just called in. So, no, I did not hear that.
So you've never been at all? Is that the
no,
case
I
ever
don't,
in your lifetime?
Yeah. No, I don't like crowds like that.
You don't like the people?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, that explains.
Every time she goes, she always get 30 days.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Don't
be telling my business like that.
Stop doing 30 days.
What the hell? I told you I was on vacation.
Man, I'm serious. Somebody would have had to put money on my books. I don't do crowds.
Seriously, I don't. I don't like crowds at all. Go ahead, Monster. Go ahead.
No, yeah. You can take it right after that setup. Y'all can tell me. But I noticed that there's a lot of people that are like that, even in the entertainment business. Like, they really don't like crowds like that. I mean, what is it about crowds that trigger you guys? And you can go first, Kim, and then Miss Unbelievable after her.
Okay, it's like back in the day in Kansas City, they would have like free concerts in the parks and whatnot, have carnivals and everything. And some idiots would decide that they want to go shoot net somebody or throw M80s in a crowd of people. I've been in stampedes before. You know, like being at the bottom of the hill and everybody hears something that sounds like a gunshot going off and people rushing down the hill. And my little cousin got stoned in two episodes like that. So, no, that's one reason. And the other one is I had got lost at the state fair when I went with my grandma and my grandpa. That traumatized me for life. So I said, fuck that. I bet I won't go to another fair. I bet I don't, and I haven't.
Right. What about you, Miss Unbelievable? What is it about crowds with you?
I don't like people. It's so many people so close together, you know, touching. Mm. They so rude. They don't say excuse me. They walk past you. They touch you.
They bump in.
They stink sometimes. It's just, and then like the anxiety of if some pop out, how am I gonna get out? Am I gonna be the first one? You know, so yeah, it's just the long waits in the line when it's time to go.
Did you say people stepping on your feet?
Man, just being around me and tight, just too tight. And then they all up in your face, and they spitting, and
that sounds like an anxiety attack waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Or then they get to doing that hollering and yeah, and all that piercing, ear piercing shit. My nerves are too bad for that.
And then it don't be then they be just jumping around and my bad, and then they get to drinking, and then then they get ignorant and. They get to looking at you and you looking at them like, what's wrong with you?
Loud
for just no reason. Just screaming.
What concerts y'all going to? Y'all are going to a lot of white folks concerts. That's what that sounds like.
You know, shut your face. Ain't nobody going to no white. Yes, black folks.
See, black folks, you know, I'm really on edge with black folks. What do you mean? Now I just gotta carry my piece with me, make sure that they see my license to carry. You know, you can't. That's too much. The thought of I might have to shoot you to get up out of here. No.
It's very traumatic. I promise to you it is. It's like, and I don't like, you know, if to go to a haunted house, I hate that too. I'm scared to death of a haunted house. I will beat you to death if you take me to a haunted house and think that I'm going to go in it. No, I don't like shit like that. So I don't go. It'll be real bad.
See, she's talking about beating people to
death. Do you guys ever go out?
You said, yeah, I go out. I go to work. The hell? Yeah, I go out. I go shopping.
Y'all strapped
not in big, not big things like thousands and thousands of people in crowds.
If you two see these ladies, stay the hell away from them.
Hold on. I do have to say, like, there's things that I don't like about festivals. Now, I love festivals. I love Alex Fair, Flag, any type of festival where there's a lot of people. I just like being in big crowds. You know, I'm a people watcher. I try to figure out where the hell your background is, which one of them folks is really is yours and which one ain't. It is. It is what it is. So, you know, I like it, but one thing I do hate, and I experienced it yesterday, was, man, okay, they should make, like, a street, like a one-way, a big-ass circle. Everybody go this way, that goes that way, and keep going around.
Because
why does it always be somebody's, like, everybody's going this way, and he goes, these two numbnuts want to come down the middle of everybody. Now, you just going to go against the grain. Just bump into everybody because you can't get through.
Lily, you should have took your ass to the middle like everybody else and went down the other side. Now your silly ass wanna walk. Y'all ever see that? I hate that at the mall too. Boy,
I gotta raise my hand slowly. I gotta raise my hand slowly because I'm guilty of being that ignorant motherfucker that goes against the grain. My bad. I'm just saying. They said tell the truth, shame the devil. Whew. Now y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
See, that's
how you doing?
30 days.
You know, she the one who be, I don't want to get punched. Where? That's why books, all my books. Oh, she be the one. I'd be like, ooh.
But wait. Don't be talking about me like that. Like I ain't here, man. Don't do that. I'm sensitive right now. You know, don't do me right now. Damn. But I'm being honest, though. I am. I'm that ignorant person to walk down the middle of shit and make you, like, spark, like, part like the Red Sea. I do shit like that. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
The difference is I'm that one who will stand right there and be like, walk past me. I dare you.
Right.
You're going to walk around me or it's we going to have problems.
I do that, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
On the book. So...
Yeah.
Mine's the starting stuff on this phone.
Oh, my bad. Hey, but you know what's really bad, though? What's really bad? When they try to be a couple and hold hands. And then try to, like,
You won't split them?
Like, what? Yeah, you better bust that shit down.
Look,
not today, player.
Let me show you what my mama taught me.
Yeah, so.
Show you this ignorant shit I know.
So I, you know, like I said, I'm a people watcher, and I have to say, yesterday, I seen some crazy outfits. Like, I was not trying to look for this. After I seen it, I mean, I bet your dude probably was like, I'll beat your little ass. Do it again. You did. But the first time I ever seen, I heard about it. I heard, but I never seen it. Never seen it. A big-ass man. And around him, this dude had to be about six, muscle bound, like he was out of a Tarzan movie or something. Get it? And he started walking right towards me, just weighing right. I couldn't see. Get it? But I wasn't trying to see that. I ain't got nothing wrong with it because he's so big. But I can't have a problem with it because he's so big. But
and a fucking rapper,
bro.
You're leaving out the elephant.
Bro. No, see, I wasn't even looking at you.
My bad.
See, you nasty, Kim. I ain't even need no visuals like that. See, I wasn't even on that book.
My bad.
That
had damn.
To do with my story. That had nothing to do with my story. I'm finna go to therapy tomorrow.
But you're leaving out the part of the romper, though. That's the whole part that got you all fucked up about it right now. See.
No, see, that wasn't
was
the
proper
incident.
Was it tight? Was it floor?
Was
it sheer?
I mean, was
it
jeans? You know.
Can I find some music? I miss some music.
I love you.
I love
you.
Y'all got me
laughing this
morning.
Hey,
I just need to. I got one fucking question. What the fuck is a romper?
Oh, please. Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Why did you even ask?
Really?
Oh, God. Now they're going to chill.
Really?
King don't know what a romper is?
I don't wear the motherfuckers. It sounds too much like
romper.
Some gay-ass shit. I just saying, what the fuck is a romper?
Yeah, and if you see a man wearing it, he looks like his legs is broke.
Mm-mm. That sounds like somebody rubbing it up in some people.
No, it's like some material. It's like... Like shorts,
it's,
like thighs.
It's short
it the
pants.
Thighs.
You know, it's something that girls wear
very
as a one piece.
Short. Pants.
And
it's
then shorts
it's
and they
like
just
a
zip
pamper.
Up.
It's
no, it's not
pamper.
A pamper.
It's not a
no,
pamper.
It's not a pamper. Maybe you should Google romper, you know, while
romper.
My
I don't want to. I'm scared of the
that
images
time.
That might pop up. I'm so
well,
scared of the
too
images.
Bad.
They will come back to women, but you got to do it again. Romper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a catch 22.
But I must say,
it's some levels to this.
That,
man, Daisy Duke,
yeah.
That's what this sound like.
But there's some levels to the rompers, though. Because, you know, you have your overalls.
You won't find
you
not one
nice
level
ones,
on my ass. I know that
you
shit.
Have your
hold
short
on, hold on.
Ones
hold
that,
on,
you know, the gays wear. But you do have your levels of rompers. You have those that are, you know, quarterling. You have those that are all the way down to the ankles. You have the ones that are short, short. The ones that are short, short are the ones that are just getting, like really talked about. The ones that expose the man's chest as if they're a female, that's getting a lot of talk about it, too. But there is some that are very nice because they're quarter length or they go down to your knee. And they, you know, the butt up or they...
I wouldn't give a shit.
I'm just
Let
saying.
Me see a man
but
in
I'm
a
just
fucking
saying.
Robber.
Wait, Kim, wait. And they're based off of how they're based off of the old overalls and how they used to look. I personally think the nice ones with some nice kicks. But
you
hey.
Cannot compare those to overalls. No, unbelievable. You can't. Overalls have
I'm
latches.
Just
they have buds and hooks and shit. No, that's not no overall.
Sizes. You gotta just see them. But I think they should have left
the
for the females. I do, but you know there is some that are masculine. I'm not talking about the ones that look like female ones that be tight and show every
like
curve
females.
On that man. No. Mm. There's some out there that don't. But the ones that they're showing the most on Facebook are the ones that are tight and not masculine at all. But, yeah.
Mm-mm. No huggers. You can cut all your change and everything in your fucking pockets.
This shit sound like some BBDs or uncut. I mean, let me find out y'all in y'all room with y'all husbands and shit with these BBDs on and y'all playing some Superman and shit.
I wish I would. I'd be every name in the book except a child of God. I wish I would. A child of God. By the time my mouth got done running, I would be some of everything. Disclaimer, my bad. Don't do that. Don't laugh. Fuck a fashion for that one. Fuck a fashion. They doing too much.
Tommy, it's the skinny pants, the romper.
Oh my God.
It's all
okay. So you're bringing up stuff now. You're striking up like memories and stuff, like horrible memories. So why does somebody that looked like the 2016 motherfucking Shrek had the unmitigated indignation to have on some fucking skinny jeans? This dude looked like a walking upside down pineapple. Oh my mama! I looked. I said, oh, you might not want to wear that motherfucking outfit again.
All styles don't belong to the man or the woman anymore. They're all free for all nowadays.
I guess with the UGG boots too. Boots.
They're all free for all. Everybody can wear whatever and not get talked about like it was back in the day with us. I bet you better not wear no rompers back in the 80s. Okay.
I'm trying to tell you. They might have worn nut huggers in their platforms, but that was about it. But they, to be honest though, the rompers that they're bringing out, that's coming back out, it was already part of fashion. It's just now coming back out to the point to where like it's acceptable, because in the 70s, like 60s and 70s, that was popular for men to wear. So what we're seeing now is just recycling. The circle.
Yeah, but how they made now? No.
No, seriously, it is. Real talk.
Had plenty of pictures. My daddy had plenty of pictures back then. never had no shit on that look like that.
You know what? It's a first Sunday in every month, and I never thought that I'd see a net and a medium ass motherfucking shirt sneezle.
You know what? With so big,
I love you.
Double bump. On the speed bump looking at, I know you're not talking about me. You,
I love you.
Ankle having busted down.
I love you.
You don't even got a pinky toe.
I done struck a nerve.
Hold on. Mute King, not Kim. I've got to bring Kim back and mute Kim. You hear that, King? They just gonna gang up on me, talking about some, be nice. After she don't call me a gnat, then nobody jump in then, talking about some, be nice, ain't my own stuff. But now y'all want me to be nice to Kim. predator-looking ass, forehead-having ass. Ooh. Don't be messing with me with your Star Trek. What's that dude? That Klingon forehead-having ass. Don't be messing with me on my show, Monsterous Monday.
You must have knew I was over here going the fuck off. I'm like, it's Dr. Spock, fucker. Why you talking shit? I know, I done struck a nerve. And I said, you look like a net and a medium smidgen.
Nobody asked you to repeat that. Nobody asked you to repeat
that. You coming out Thursday? I can't wait to see what you look like.
My bad. Oh, you didn't know? Hold up, y'all. I got to let y'all know. My name has now changed. I am Miss Electrifying Seldom Seen.
Who? Say that again.
Okay.
Miss Electrifying Seldom Seen.
Oh, you just stay in the dark.
Maybe you should just shut your face. Oh, yeah, maybe you should just shut your face.
Wow.
Pawn. Why are you talking about something? Your name is King Pawn.
Well, we got to all play our positions at some point, you know.
I got a position for you to play.
Okay, well, shit, yeah, let me know how we working that out. Because I mean, shit, slide on in for you.
Slide these.
Do they come in detail or what?
Monster, I love
close
you.
Close to the end of the show. I don't like you today. Shut up. Get away from me.
damn. He just went hard real fast.
We're going to do the last of all, you know, any last words we got that ain't talking about monsters or our mutual ass.
Damn.
And any shout out we got. And then we'll go ahead and conclude this tomorrow on Takeover Tuesday, where anybody can call in and promote what they do. So, we got to start with the ladies first. So, let's see, we go by seniority. So, Miss Unbelievable, you go first.
I thought the old lady was going first.
Oh, fuck you.
No, she goes second. The youngest goes first.
You see how that rolled off? Don't do that.
No, I'm talking about seniority. You know, is this? Yeah. No, seniority.
I'm talking about Pond Shrimp over there. Talking that shit. Don't
Lord.
Do that.
Peace, love, and hair grease. Peace, love, and hair grease.
Yeah, that's all that too.
Peace, love, and hair grease. Peace, love, and hair grease. Amen. Oh, and then we got whole cakes on their way. That's it. All right.
I ain't fucking shot no fucking warbird.
Electrifying seldom seen. What you got?
Okay. Shut up, mofo. Okay. Gotta give it to God first and foremost, because without him, none of this nor us would be here. gotta give it up to Monster. To Monster Us Radio. To the listeners and the ones that may be on the internet with the interactive show, how you do it. Give it up to Miss Unbelievable, Mr. King over there. It has been a pleasure, as it was the last time, having interactions with you, sir. Now, I also want to, seriously, y'all, I want y'all to pray for me that I do not end up in jail. And that when I say that, I'm dead ass serious when I say that. So, and with that, we live in this motherfucker. Live, y'all. And I'm out.
Okay. That's what it do. Ain't gonna be too many more than motherfuckers, but that's what it do.
Shut up.
What you got for a king?
Well, you know, I can't plug nothing, but I'm pretty sure it's all out on Facebook. You can see it if you want to. Big ups to E-Monsters Radio, been doing big things, you know, trying to move E-Monsters to a whole new location. And hopefully we start seeing the people that actually, you know, behind the radio that be talking. But I'm just saying that, you know, hey, you know, we love and respect all those that have a voice that want to be heard, even in their senior citizen time. But I love, you know.
Oh, my God. So
y'all.
He's still trying to be, like, petty. Oh, my God.
Stop, Cam. Let him finish.
I love y'all. I love
you
y'all.
You got me itching and shit because I'm allergic
y'all.
To the bullshit, bro. What the fuck?
Oh, see.
you need to probably take a hot shower or something, maybe.
That might probably, you probably just need to hush your face. Just hush your face.
Him, let him face.
Huh?
I'm done. I'm so done. I'm done.
I love you. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I ain't calling no more. I'm not calling no fucking more. Marcia, you do this every time I call. I love y'all, though. Seriously, I love y'all, though. Shit, real talk, I do. Marcia, you know you don't know how to act in front of company. You're always doing something.
My goodness. I don't know if it's either one of y'all. We over here shining and being over here throwing shade. We heard you, bro. Anyway.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, you know. He was talking about even though it's senior citizens time, I took all I fucking could. I was itching and scratching and shit. Like, I was dirty or something. Don't fucking play around with my damn nerves. I mean, good. I was minding my own motherfucking business, folding up clothes and packing and shit. And then here he go. I don't even know senior citizens time. Senior citizen, he's nuts.
You knock the dust off of him, I might do that.
Fuck the dust. You know,
you move some of them cobwebs, we might be all right.
Shut up. I got my sunglasses on. I got my sunglasses on. It is cobwebs in here. And I'm going to say this on my way up out of here. The cobwebs is in the back of his motherfucking throat. Don't play with me. Because we live in this motherfucker. Don't play.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to put a shout out right there? You want to put your shout out right there? I'm going to need you to put your shout out right there. I'm going to need you to put your shout out right there. Hashtag shade. Hashtag shade.
Disclaimer. This one,
I'm a all darling.
Love y'all.
Pull up in exotic. I see a little bit jocking. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Yeah. No, I won't save her. Dollar sign up, but he won't date her. About my paper. Real big shoot, man, anything they look. Vans on like a skater. We eating over here, man, everything catered. She know I'm a player. She wanna run up now, but I wanna fuck later. She been looking for a baller. Somebody gotta keep her in designer. She ain't thinking about love. Oh, she got a mind on my money. Can't get it down, ain't gonna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. What's that new man? Got to save a hoe, man. He ain't me and I ain't him. He a bozo, I'm a real. She take after her auntie, got her mind on my money. Tattoo on her tummy, booty hella chunky. Every time I see her, she look nicer and nicer. Haters throw shade, like a sun visor. I told her that I'm broke, though I'm having my guac. I ain't rescue Ronnie, I ain't Captain Save a Thigh. Make me rich. Follow my commands and I grant you a wish. I'm just a real one from the gravel, from the soil to mud. With some of my thugs, they never been to a club. She ain't looking for love. She just wanna take a ride with the plug.
Cause she tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Yeah. Every time they see me ballin', I'm a all darling. Pull up in exotic. I see a little through jockin'. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved.
get saved. I ain't gon' save.